Oni Press to publish Opal Lee graphic novel. Sweet Shop app launches in beta. Indian publisher loses 600,000 comics in fire. This is Comic Book Club News for November 11, 2025. This upcoming February, Oni Press will publish First Freedom, the story of Opal Lee and Juneteenth, as part of the year-long celebration of Opal Lee's 100th birthday. Written by Angelique Roche, with art by Alvin Epps, Millicent Monroe, and Bex Gelending, the book was created with the, quote, support and involvement of Dr. Lee and her granddaughter, Dion Sims. In addition to telling the life story of Lee, it also includes back matter with insights on Juneteenth, on the occasion of 46 years after it was first recognized as a holiday in Texas, and a mere 5 is a national holiday. Said Dr. Opal Lee via press release, quote, "This book tells our history in a way young people love, and it's rooted in the truth. It's a powerful tool to get them reading and learning." First Freedom, the story of Opal Lee and Juneteenth, will hit stores on February 2nd, 2026. In the immortal words of DJ Khaled, another one. Or to be more specific, yet another digital comic shop has launched, with Sweet Shop entering an invite-only beta pending approval on app stores. The best part, beyond 24 publishers already in the app, per the press release, quote, "As part of their commitment to the hard work of creators and publishers, Sweet Shop does not accept AI comics." That last part isn't necessarily news, as Sweet announced that AI need not apply back in July of 2024. However, it's nice to hear them reaffirm that commitment nearly a year and a half later, now that they're ready to launch. In fact, back last year, they noted that they've, quote, "enabled Cloudflare's new AI firewall, which will help us block bad actors. We've boosted our bots.txt to block all AI scrapers we know." And not only that, despite admitting that some functions using AI might be cool, it's not worth the cost. So, quote, "We're not going to do some shady opt-out surprise. We will not host generative AI comic work. We're going to be so human, it's gross." Publishers on the app currently include Image Comics, Kodansha, Fantagraphics, Dark Horse, IDW, Manga Mavericks, Ignition Press, and Panic. While Marvel and DC have yet to join Sweet Shop, given their respective stances against AI, maybe they could find common ground? I don't know, I just work here. You can check out Sweet Shop yourself, or at least join the waitlist at sweetshop.app. Indian comic book publisher Amar Chitra Kathra has lost more than 600,000 books in a massive fire in its Mumbai warehouse. For the BBC, the comic publisher has been known for releasing stories on, quote, "religion, mythology, and history" since 1967. Mostly aimed at kids, the outlet describes the books as playing, quote, "a vital role in cultivating a love for reading among children." However, an electrical fire broke out on October 1st and raged for over 4 days. And 600,000 copies of Amar Chitra Kathra and sister publication Tinkle, as well as special edition box sets and merchandise, were irrevocably lost. Perhaps even worse, 200 hand drawings from the 1960s and 70s and other original printing materials were also consumed in the fire. While they do have digital copies, the head of marketing for the publisher described the lost materials as priceless. Amar Chitra Kathra usually sells about 4.5 million copies of books a year. These 600,000 copies were earmarked for events like book festivals and comic cons. However, the company does note they also have over 1,500 books available digitally through their app, just not the irreplaceable lost art. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And we also don't accept AI comics, but we also don't publish comics. Just saying. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey, Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.